Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with the new West Central Valley School Board Director for District 2, Tiani Myers. Tell me a bit about yourself, where you reside and whatnot.
Okay, so I live in Redfield, and my husband and I moved there 3 years ago with our family. We have four children living at home. My son, Zach, is a senior this year. He dual enrolls to West Central Valley. And then we have a fifth grader, a third grader, and a second grader. So we have three at the Dexter Elementary. So I work full-time, currently at Wells Fargo as a business process consultant. And so between my kids' work and other activities, I stay pretty busy.
And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Dexter. So I was born and raised in this area. I actually went to Dexfield, graduated from Dexfield, but my senior year was the first year that they did West Central Valley. We did high school sports together with Stuart Menlo, and then the next year is when they did the whole grade sharing for West Central Valley. And so then I moved away, and my husband and I lived in Dallas Center, and then 3 years ago we had the opportunity to purchase my grandparents' acreage and move back to this area again.
And so how has it been, you know, moving back, being back in the area that you were, you know, raised in?
You know, it's really fun. I didn't think I was ever going to move back this way, but with this opportunity we had, you know, we decided to make this move, and it's been wonderful. We actually surprised ourselves by how much we've loved it and getting involved in our community as Redfield as a whole, and then now also in the school district. So it's been a great move.
Once the board was having a vacancy to fill, why did you seek appointment to the school board?
So I regularly attend the board meetings anyway, just as a parent wanting to know what's going on in our district. And I thought about looking into being on the school board. And when I had heard that there may become an opening and it was in my area, I thought this is a great opportunity because this is a good way to, for lack of better words, try it on. Since this is a position that is open again in November for re-election, this gave me an opportunity to get involved and see what it's all about and really be able to see, is this something that I'm going to enjoy and want to, in November, run for school board for the next 4 years? Mm-hmm. So I thought this was a great opportunity to be able to do that.
You said you frequently have attended school board meetings, but what other ways have you been involved in the district?
So last year I was involved on the after prom committee, so I got a taste of being involved in a school activity. And then I was also one of the individuals that sat on the panel when they did interviews and hiring for the new superintendent position. So that was a great opportunity to be involved. And then this year, I was part of the elementary restructuring committee. So that was fun. I got to go through all the different exercises with that activity. And then to be able to attend the school board meeting and hear that they decided to do the grade alike sharing and vote yes to that for next year. That was fun to be a part of, to see the progression through the exercises that we did with that, and then be able to go to the school board meeting and see that they went ahead and moved forward with it.
In your whatever free time you have, are you also or your family involved in other local organizations or clubs?
So I do volunteer my time at the Redfield Public Library, helping them with their Facebook page and doing their posts for them. And then I also am in the Redfield Development Corporation Committee in Redfield. And we do projects around the town. Most recently, we're converting a green space that was given to the city into a new park area. And so last year, we rocked a path for a walking path, and then we applied for grants. And we were awarded a grant to be able to put a story walk along that. And so I've been actively involved in helping to build the storyboards and then also create the laminated storyboards that go along the path. I also serve on the board for the Dallas County Foundation. So the Gaming Commission, for any county that does not have a Gaming Commission, we receive funds into our foundation to be able to grant out to other nonprofit organizations in Dallas County. And so I get the opportunity to be able to sit on that board and go through all the grants and have the opportunity to reach out and be able to see what other communities are doing through nonprofit organizations and help serve them.
What will be your priorities as a director on the West Central Valley School Board?
So really, you know, this beginning part is going to be familiarizing myself with the board and understanding what their goals are. One of the things that, you know, I've always felt passionate about since I started attending the school board meetings is the number of open enrollments that we have. And so I'd love to figure out why our families are open enrolling out of our school district and seeing what other school districts may be offering to meet those needs, and then bringing that back to the superintendent and the school board as a whole to see if maybe there's services or activities or different things that maybe we're not currently offering that we could offer that would not only benefit keeping students in our school district, but also benefit the kids and families that are already in our school district. So I think that we have a great school district, and I think that we can only build on top of what we already have and make it even better. And so that's really what I'm here to do, is just to support and help continue to build this district into something great. And I heard one time, what do we have to do to, people can be inconvenienced if there's something there that they want. And so let's be that school district. Let's be that school district that everybody wants to be a part of. And so I think the open enrollment is probably the big thing for me right now in figuring out, simply because not just to meet their needs, but to meet the needs of our families that are in the school district. What are we missing out on? I don't want my kids to miss out on anything. And so if we can do something to change that, then I'd like to be a part of that.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with new West Central Valley School Board Director for District 2, Tiani Myers. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.